Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B. Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. Chiselles Bonner. Happy Juneteenth, y'all. And with the holiday, I've been thinking a lot about racism and systemic oppression and institutionalization. And so that's going to be our focus today. It's really hard for me to discuss because I've seen it so much in my everyday lives. But really what I want to talk about is the watching and policing of Black bodies in this country, in a country built brick by brick by their ancestors. There is this pressure to present a certain way, act a certain way, or be removed from society to be perceived as ghetto. From the way we dance, the way we talk, how we carry ourselves, it has to fit into this tight, whitewashed definition of personhood that it strips us of our identity and makes us into shells of our former selves. A form of institutionalization, we're told we must be this way to get ahead, that the dichotomy of our minds cannot coexist, that we cannot be intelligent and loud, that we cannot enjoy Mozart and still love to shake our ass to some dance hall or reggaeton, that we cannot be classy and put together while also wearing our long braids and our weaves, that we must fit into a box in order to get ahead, or else we're placed aside out of the limelight as though we're something to be ashamed of. I think this is America's continued slavers mentality, and it's really shooting themselves in the foot. The defractionation of my identity feeds my soul and helps me be more of me, uniquely me. So if you truly want to see the greatness that your Black community has to offer, stop stifling their creativity. Stop forcing them to pick sides that they've never had to, or they shouldn't have to. Don't you think it's been long enough? Don't you think it's finally time to let us let our hair rise high? You know, this is something that's meaningful for me because I've lost many great friends to a system that wasn't built for them. And so it's hard. It's hard because these are friends who I thought smarter than me, greater than me, better than me. Friends who minds left me in awe. They became victims of a system too scared to see them bloom. Their greatness lost to time. And looking all that I have accomplished in a short time, I am a doctor, I'm Yale educated, and my CV is so obnoxious that I delete things to stay humble. I look at all I've done and wonder what they would have done, where they would have been, if they weren't forced to play a game that serves no one. We get so conditioned and forced to live lives that we never wanted to, that were never meant for us. How far would America have come if they had allowed these beautiful minds to soar, if they had taken all of them instead of taking parts and allowed them to just be? Share a poem I wrote that I felt rang true to how I'm feeling and how a lot of Black bodies are feeling in this country at this moment. It's called Monolith. We are not a monolith, never have been. Jamming to Mozart in the morning, Willie bouncing before dinner. We are not a monolith. Steam press in the winter, afro high in the spring, long ass braids in the summer, all versions are a queen. We are not a monolith. My experience is not unique. We all wear different faces. Coach switching at work so we can keep our paycheck. We are not a monolith. It must be so hard to understand. You have never hid your true face, creating so many layers to your skin, it becomes hard to recognize real or fake. We are not a monolith. Multidimensional and ghetto, no need to be ashamed. We do not fit the mold of boxes, though you try to keep us the same. We are not a monolith. We'll be right back.